Raven's wife Alicia has gone on a girls trip this week, so he has a new roommate, his mom.
Give us any chance, we'll take it.
Mom, is this your blanket?
No, honey, that's my bra drying.
So much fun eating an adventure with my mom this week.
I mean, I got it. It's got to be nice.
We had girl talk last night for like an hour, for like 90 minutes. Well, isn't that like any conversation that she's involved in?
Well, no.
Okay, we had mom son talk for like 90 minutes yesterday.
What did you guys talk about?
Scuttlebutt, you know, gossip with the family, you know, that type of stuff.
What's scuttlebutt?
Scuttlebutt is gossip if you're a 1,000 years old. That's what they used to call it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I asked my mom, you know, obviously she's been staying with me this week. She's helping me manage the dogs and all that. And it's been a great joy. She offered to make me pot roast on like a Monday. I mean, who does that?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. It's like being out of the 1950s in one of those TV shows. Yesterday we spent some time talking and I asked her, you know, my mom is super nice, but I asked her, what is it she would improve around the house if she had unlimited budget? What she would improve?
I don't know. Your house is pretty great. Maybe if we could have green grass outside, if we could just figure out how to make that grass green out there, right?
Yeah, I mean, nobody's grass is green yet, Mom. I mean, it's still
wintertime.
No,
I know. But I mean, you know what I mean. I mean,
I spent $7,000, actually, on the lawn last season to try and do that exact thing.
Yes,
I have high hopes for this spring.
Okay.
I mean, nobody else's lawn is green at the moment, is it?
No, it's just that I'm out there in the afternoon. Okay. I don't know, you know, I'm worried about your lawn. What can I say? You know, I'm walking around.
You can get out there with a hoe if you're that concerned.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
I mean, you're in the guest room. You don't want a spa or something?
I'm not a spa girl at all.
No?
Yeah. Other people have been in everything that you go into, possibly naked. Yeah. I don't even like to go and get a pedicure for that reason. I will not do it. It grosses me out. It skeeves me out.
Did you have some sort of vision that athlete's foot was going to be the thing that killed you?
No, I just don't like the thought of it. I think it's totally gross. I'm just always have felt that way. I had one pedicure my entire life because my boss treated me to it, and she was a real mani-pedi girl. And she goes, "Oh, let's go!" And the guy was rubbing my legs and my feet, and all I wanted to do was get the hell out of there.
You wanted to drop kick him.
Wanted to get out of there.
You know this about your son. Your son loves mani-pedis.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, I
know.
I love them.
I know. Everybody else I know.
It's the best $30 you can spend Sunday through Thursday.
You know, everybody else I know absolutely loves them. Me, I like to do it myself. It just skeeves me out. And hot tubs, not only did I feel nauseous, but I think it's gross.
Well, it is gross.
It is gross,
that's what you
right?
need bleach for in there, the chlorine.
No interest in spas. Thank you very much.
An eye-opening. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
I have two major questions about that interaction with your mom.
That's not me grunting in the background, by the way. That's the dog asking for grandma's attention.
Okay. Why does your mom think that everybody's naked at the manicure pedicure place?
I don't know. I don't know where she went on this one time that she went with her boss, but
and they were naked.
I mean, it was
She's
shocking
like,
to me.
People are naked in the top. I'm like, what?
I'm 44 years old. I had no idea about that about my mother.
Weird.
That she just did not like her feet touched.
Right.
Yeah. She said like when they're rubbing her legs and whatnot, like she can't handle that.
I could get that. Some people don't like it. Like when they say, "Do you want a massage?" I say yes, all the massage. And most of the time, I'll give in the extra $10 for the extra massage.
Yeah.
But my mom does not like the massage. And I don't understand how you don't like the massage.
Right.
It's the best part of going to get a manicure.
I never know what I agree to. If I don't go with my wife, I spend like $70, $80 on it. And I don't even know what I say. It feels no different than what I did.
Yeah.
But they just ring me up, you know, like they offer things. And then I'm like, sure, because I don't understand half of what they're telling me anyways. And then I go for it. And
my wife
is always like, no.
You got very defensive when you were talking about your grass.
Because it hurts me.
I know. And nothing gives me greater joy because I know how upset you are that you can't take care of your grass like a grown man.
And
the fact that your mom nitpicked about that brought me a certain level of joy this morning.
And the thing is in there, I'm saying everybody's lawn isn't green right now.
That's not true.
I don't think she believed it. I think she lied to me to make me feel better.
Yeah, that's what moms do. When they know you get upset, they backtrack. She's like, oh, yeah. Well, everybody's grass is dead. No, it's not. All right, tomorrow, Raven's mom will join us again for Raven's roommate. And this time, if she were to put his house on Airbnb, how would she describe it?